Echmitzvah. Okay, so we talked about Tzadi Gamor. I showed you the position of Rabbeinu Chanan al Tzedakah Gemara. I just wanted to share a little bit of a memory in that regard. I was once speaking about this Gemara at the Jewish Center when I was a rabbinic intern, or maybe I was the resident scholar at that point, I don't remember, but Rabbi Lamza Sal, who was there for Shacharis that day. So I used to like to walk him home and, you know, just listen to what he was talking about. So he was totally convinced that this Rabbeinu Chananel, he used to talk about this Rabbeinu Chananel, is the only gerus in the world, that Harezat Tzedakah Gemurah, the person who would do a mitzvah, you know, Amanas Lekabel Pras, it's like the furthest thing from a Tzadik Gamor. You know, and like I had given, you know, it was like a little Dvar Halacha. I was talking about Tzedakah and the position that I had developed last night about it being a Din Prati. And I like, yeah, I'd been very even-handed about it. I wasn't like, you know, saying which way, you know, different Girsos. He said to me, do you really think a person could be a Tzadik Gamor who does a mitzvah, you know, for some kind of reward? Because I felt a little put on the spot. And I said, well, maybe if it was Tzedakah. He said, that's no Tzadik Gamor. You don't know what a Tzadik Gamor is. You know, so Rabbi Lam had a little bit of, he had some Hasidish blood. You know, so I deferred to him when it came to defining, you know, what a Tzadik was. I wasn't going to get something. He used to like that and appreciate that too, that I tried to stay in my lane and let him define, you know, the outer boundaries of tzidkus. You know, that wasn't my area. But anyway, the Gemara concludes, Kan Bisrael, Kan Bovid Kochavim. We saw two different chilukim on that basis yesterday. The first one was in terms of Rosh Hashanah Lamlachem. We follow Nisan because that's HaChodesh HaZalachem, and they follow Tishrei, which is a more natural time. That's Hayom Haras Olam. Hayom Yamid Mishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim. So in as far as the Melech is an instrument of Mishpat, that makes a lot of sense. V'ibayis Ema, Minalan De'achmit Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says. You'll forgive me that I'm going to cheat by using my special Cadillac Gemara here, which has all the psukim on the side. Okay, like the good old days, we actually had to get a Tanakh. Nidbach in the Evan Glau, Tlasa, Vinidbach, the Och Ados, Vinafkisa, Minbayas, Malka, Kis Yohav. So he built three walls, Tlasa, and Chadis, one of them was of eights, of A'a. So it could be burned. So Lamblei David Hachi Savri Mardu Be Yehudai Iklei Benura. Right, if there's one wooden, you know, one wooden wall, so it's going to go up in flames. So it's an implicit threat. So Atur Shlomo Lo David Hachi Maksev Shlosha Turi Gazes Vitur Krisos Arazim. Okay, Arazim are cedars of Lebanon, but they're still wood. So Shlomo Avid Milamala wasn't so accessible because it was way high up. Viu Avid Milamata Shlomo Shake Bibinyana. So it was more sturdy. It was to code. Ihu lo shaki b'vinyana, shlomei sadya b'sida, ihu lo sadya b'sida. Okay, so fine. So Koresh may have been making some kind of a threat. R'yesev yitim, Rabbi Yitzchak, minal and achmetz, mihacha, v'yom ne'amelech, v'ashgal yoshev esetzel, ma'ashgal merav bar lima, mishmei derav, kalbasa. So that is, you know, not a compliment in terms of his, let's say, morals, that he was involved with a kalev. So Lamiyata Hadachsiv, Almar Shmayis, Ramamtala Mani Divese, Isaya Kadamach, Antira Ravinach, Shigalta Chulachanasa, Chamara Shasin Behon, Vishgal Kalbasa, he Kalbasa Basmishtaya, Chamrahu, the dog can actually drink wine. So Halokasha, the Milfala Ushasiya. So the Gemara says, well, basically, if you're willing to use it for immoral purposes, and we don't see why you can't train it to drink wine also. So Lamiyata Dechsiv Benos Mlachem Biakrisayach Nitzvah Shigali Mincha Bechesem Ophir Vishgal Kalbasahi Maikam Bevasu the Navi Israel. So Achi Kamar Bischar Shechaviv Eteru Israel Kishgal Ovdei Kochavim. That's a contrast if I've ever heard one, right? That Chaviv Eteru Israel, like a Shigal is to an Ovdei Kochavim. Okay. Zachisem Lekesem Ophir. So you have earned a kind of, you know, precious stone. So Ibayis Ema, Minalan to Achmet, Mehacha, there's a different makor for Mikoresh, you know, going going bad, so it's sort of disappointing us. He started out, you know, with a very auspicious beginning. So he's prescribing how much the Jews should be entitled to who are involved in the process of binyan bayis sheni. Okay, so meikara blo kitusa, the hashta bikitusa. Initially he said, maybe this is what we learned yesterday, that they could have whatever they want. And now Koresh all of a sudden is imposing, you know, limitations on what the Jews can have. So Badama meikara lo hava kimle bikitusa. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you don't know what the budget is. You know, if you're invested in a project, say whatever it takes. And then later on, he figured out, okay, so this is what it was going to take. So why does he have to spend profligately, you know, save the money for something else? So we have enough reasons to say that Koresh was machmitz chutz mizah. Okay, so let me just pick up a tosos here, and then we'll move on to the second issue in the Mishnah, which was that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, not just for Malachim, but for Regalim as well. And the nafkamina would be for purposes of motzas fasacha tishmar and baal ta'acher l'shalmo. So you take a look here. V'nidbach di'a, right, that one of them is going to be of AIDS. Ha'ikra v'gilas koresh ha'risham k'siv k'nisa v'sefer Ezra k'shetziva dayavish levaker l'chapes. Remember yesterday we talked about dayavish ben Esther. There were two different dayos. That dayavish ben Esther was clearly the most important figure in the building of the Beis HaMikdash after Koresh. The only question was, how to read the Pasuk. Was it the 20th year of his reign or the 20th year of Koresh's reign? Because it could have been that the Beis HaMikdash was built, but anybody remember Tosus yesterday, that what was not built, which has Taka Kedushas Yerushalayim according to the Rambam? Nachi?
Chomo?
Right, the Chomo Sa'ir, Yerushalayim. Nachi is, you know, well prepared for this chavura because he's always burning the midnight oil down there in Highland Park. So this is nothing for him. You know, he told the guys that he would meet them afterwards. Okay, so Daryavish sent out the team of excavators. Levakur the chapes kedachsev baden Daryavish malka samtamu vakur vebeis sifraya diginzaya amikomakom kevan dalpios and migel tziva livnos diek mina shapir dehichmitz. Right, that it was based on that Megillah, right, where he told them to investigate all of this. It was based on Koresh's blueprints, so that was the one wooden wall. Miokash they eliminated betchilas malchus achashveros kasu sitna yoshi Yerushalayim. Chazal are all over this. Remember when we learned Megillah, like we saw this. This is the only time achashveros is mentioned outside of Megillah Esther, right, in Sefer Ezra and Nechemiah, where he basically puts the kibosh on building the base on Mikdash. As we spoke about yesterday, Melech Paras ben Esther, ukrai din vuas chagai shemanu lo min Nisan bishnas time of Daryavish ksibu. Vautuva de la maisi hacha alma manu lo min Nisan. So Abba Bishik var hachmit shemalonis bar la hamadaver ad acharichem. So really interesting. So why were they still counting from Nisan? He only deserved the honorary count from Nisan when he was, you know, a good guy. But he should be demoted to Tishrei level counting, you know, after he was, you know, Hichmitz. So Tosa says it took him a while to figure out, you know, that Koresh wasn't the same guy anymore. Okay, so back to Gemara. Hopefully from now on we can stick with, like, regular Aramaic instead of Daniel Ezra Nechemiah Aramaic. It's very challenging. The regalim, bechad b'nisan hu, b'chamisha asar b'nisan hu. Last time we checked, Pesach is not in Rosh Chodesh. Sam Reb Chistel, regal shabbat Rosh Hashanah regalim. You're right. So nafkamina le noder le mekam le baal te'achar. Reb Shimon itetani echad a noder v'echad a magdish v'echad a marich. Kevan shavu lav shosh regalim over baal te'achar. Reb Shimon omer shosh regalim kesidran. V'chag amatzus tchid v'chinei Reb Shimon ben yochai omer regalim pa'amim shlosha pa'amim dalet pa'amim b'chamisha. So the accountants are always giving you the advice, if you want to make a neder, best thing to do is right before Shavuos, right? Because then you get Shavuos Sukkis, and then you get the whole, you know, cycle again. So your friendly, you know, Beis HaMikdash accountant will tell you, if you've got to make a neder, which we don't recommend, you know, we accountants are a conservative bunch, right? We suggest that you would delay it until after Pesach, So you can benefit from the three regalim in order. That's the Shita Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Tan Rabbana Chayavi Adamin Va'arachim Charamin Egdejos Chatos Ashamos Olo Shlamin Tzedakos Maestros Bechor Maeser Maeser Pesach Leket Shichacha Peya Kevan Shavolim Shlosh Regalim Over Balti Acher. So Rabbi Shimon Shlosh Regalim Kisidron V'Chagamatzos Tchila Rabbi Meir Omer Kevan Shavolim Regal Echad Over Balti Acher. Now it happens to be we don't pass in this way, but I happen to love Rabbi Meir Shita, because what does it do? Rabbi Meir holds that there's a fundamental symmetry between the assay and the los assay, because everybody agrees on the assay side, you're about to the assay once a regal passed. But Rabbi Meir says, mid assay nishma los assay. If you didn't do it on time, then it's late. So I never really understood all the other shitos till I came to teach at TABC. I learned this from my students. This was mid-tamida yosem yikulam. They were just doing this to teach me the shitos besides Rabbi Meir. So like, I would give people lates if they wouldn't come on time. Like if class started, let's say at, I don't know, 3 o'clock and they came at 3:02, so they'd be late. So they would say, why'd you mark me late? Because I said, you were late. So they say, but I came at like 3:02 or, you know, whatever. I said, but we agree that class starts on at three. They said, yeah. So I said, so you weren't on time, so you're late. They're like, no, we weren't late. We just weren't on time. So the chover, the lumbus of that position, was that there's a difference between the assay and the los assay. Vavesam shama, I mean, okay, so you come at 3 o'clock, but to get marked late, to violate the law, so that's going to take a lot more. That would be like not showing up entirely. In fact, they said that to me. So I said, then what does it mean? You know, in those days, we actually had like cut. You could actually give somebody a cut. Those were the good old days of whatever it was called, Powerball or Power School or something like that. It was a different program. So then they got like, what's our thing called now? Blackboard? I don't know. They've been through so many. They have a different one every year. In those days, I loved that program because you could just give a cut. So they said the cut, that's not like if you miss one class. That's like if you don't show up for like weeks. So I said, but how could that be? Attendance is given daily. How could it be a reflection on weeks? So that was a tiyuvta, the Talmidim tiyuvta, but the lundus is very sharp. So they were basically saying all the shitos besides Rabbi Meir. Yeah, you know, obviously there's a kiyum of coming on time, but to get marked late, to violate a law, you have to really do something egregious. So like three regalim, maybe three regalim in order, right? But like coming at 3:02 is not gufa late. So anyway, those are the good old days. Rimeo Mer Kevin Chevrolet Regal Echad over Baltiacher, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Shnaso Kavanaki, Omer Kevin Chevrolet Shnei Regalim over Baltiacher, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Kevin Chevrolet Chaga Sukos, right? Kufa Sashan overlay in Baltiacher, my time to come Mechti, Minayu Solik, Laman in the Heather Mechta, Bechagamas, Chagam Shabuos, Bechaga Sukos. Why do we have to reiterate Shema Minah, the Baal Teacher? So the Tanakhama says, as long as it's three regalim, it doesn't have to be in order. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Enot Tzarech, Lom V'chag HaSukos, Shavod Yir HaKosov, Lom Ne'amar, Lomar Shaze Achron, that it's the regalim Kisidran, right? So if it's Rosh Hashanah, the regalim, that's the Nafkamina. Rabbi Meir, my time, but Dechsev, Uvasa Shama V'esem Shama. So he says, that's the mitzvah, to, once you're there, to bring it. V'Rabbanan Ha'ulah say. So the Rabbanim with my Talmidim, I was with Reb Meir. Reb Meir came and Damalei Rachmana Aisi says Uvasa Shama Vavesam Shama. So if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. That's what it means to be late. Reb Meir came and Damalei Rachmana Aisi Vilo Aisi Mimela Kimle Valte Acher. It's a good svar if you ask me. Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov, my time. It says Elu Tasu LaShem Be Me'adeichem, plural. Miut Moadim Shnayim, Rabban Alachle Rabbi Yena, Adam Rabbi Yena, Hukshikol Moadim Kulum Zelazash, Kulum Mechaper, Matumas Mikdash, Rekachav. What korban is it? Eliana Friedman loves this korban. It's one of her favorites. Avi, what korban? Tumas Mikdash, Rekachav.
Chatas of Rosh Chodesh.
Seir Izim Echad Vechatas. Always. Which regal is it just Usir Yizim Echad, but it doesn't actually say Lechatas? Elon?
I think Shavuos, that's
it. See, the Ma'aril was wrong. There is a lot to prepare about for Shavuos. We better start now. You know, that's a big tzarach Ian. If you want to know what Rabbi Jachter and I talk about in the teacher's room, that's one of the topics. Historically speaking, whenever we run into each other. So, anyway, we've discussed that point. So, all of them are hokshir zolazah shemachaber maltomas mikdash v'katzer. Lazer Rabbi Shimon, my time. The tenor of Lazer Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo yorechaga matzah shebodira kosov, lama ne'mar, lomar shezegorim. That tzukis is everything. Rimei Reb Lazer ben Yaakov, hi, b'chagamatz, b'chagashuas, b'chagasukos, my dar, shubay, my day, the Reb Lazer, and Reb Shaya, and Reb Lazer, and Reb Shaya, minayin la tzara, sheish la tashom, and kol shiva, tamalomer, b'chagamatzos, u'b'chagashavuos, u'b'chagasukos, makish chagashavuos, right there in the middle, chagamatzos, machagamatzos, sheish la tashom, and kol shiva, af, chag hashavuos, yesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. So why do you need to, you guys can all figure this out, why do you need a special lima to tell you that by Chag HaShavuos that there's tashlumin for the Karban Chagiga kol shiva? Because it's totally not obvious. Sariel?
Because it's not 7 days.
Yeah, it's not a holiday anymore. So the idea of the, you know, Karban Chagiga coming, you know, Bimei Chol, you know, is, difficult. So I'm a little bit of a Tachanan hawk. Based on the Rambam, it's really a chiyuv to say Tachanan. So when I first came to the shul, I asked, is there an established minhag, you know, after Isru Chag, in terms of Tachanan? So everybody is trying to get out of Tachanan these days. But, you know, I'm against that. So that's what Chodesh Nisan is for, you know. So anyway, there's an older gentleman who's since retired to Florida, but he joins us pretty much every day from Zoom. He's an amazing Jew. He's in his 90s. And, like, in the way that only can happen in a shul. I mean, like, from a halachic standpoint, this is like a very trivial issue. It's like you know, unless there's a really established minhag, I'm not going to pass up tachanun. And so even though most of the shuls don't say tachanun, for 7 days after Shavuos, because of the Karban Chagiga. So I ended up having to give a shir about this because this gentleman said, what is this? This new rabbi comes to this shul. And he has a saying Tachanan after, Shavuos. So, well, what's next? I mean, what is this man capable of, he's going to have us, toveling our toaster ovens or something. So, before things get that far, let's stop this craziness now. So, in any event, you made the old rabbinic mistake, which is that you give a whole shir on the topic, about Tachanan, all the different achronim, even noted that the Mishnah Berurah is usually pretty makel about this, has two different opinions in different places. So at the end of this, I thought maybe I would win him over. So then he goes, Rabbi, that's not our minhag. I asked, said, is there an established minhag? They said no. He goes, oh yes. So anyway, you got to be careful when, how you try to win these arguments. But in principle, you could bring the Korban Chagiga after Shavuos. And for those of you who want to skip Tachanun for that reason, I will not give you a hard time. If you're at peace with yourselves, that's all that counts. Okay, so Af Chag HaShavuos Yesh Lo Tashlum Min Kol Shiva. V'likesh Chag HaSukos Mal Halan Shmona Af Kan Shmona. Right, get a little greedy. So Shmini Regal Bifnayatsmu, Ema Demi Shmini Regal Bifnayatsmu, Lin Pazar, Kashav, at the pious, and for purposes of Shechiyanu, and then it's a Regal Bifnayatsmu that we call it, not Sukkis, but Shmini Atzeres, and then it's own Korban, the motif of the Korbanos of the Yamim Noraim of Parachad, Ayelachad, Vishiva Chavasim, and there's a different Shir, and there's a Bracha, Kain the Bracha that Vayavarchu Akal, as Hamelach, Shlomo, about the Indian Tashlumin, the Reakol Tashlumin, the Rishon Hu. This is the dialectic of Shmini Atzeres, that it's really just a Tashlumin, the Rishon, that it's 7 days following that. The Tan, Mishalo Chag, Yom Tev Rishon Shochag, Chogeg is Kol Regel, Viyamtif Ha'achron Shochag. So tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You tried to push things too far by asking for an eighth. Tafasta mua tafasta. So lamai hilchasa kasvi rachmana l'chaga sukos. Lakushe l'chaga matzos. Ma chaga matzos ta'un lina. Af chag hasukos ta'un lina. That chag hamatzos as well as chag hasukos, you can't just go home, but you have to stay overnight. V'asaminalan d'chsiv ufanisa baboker v'halachta le'ohalacha. Rashi says, ta'un lina le'el cholo shal moed ufanisa baboker b'yamtif lo kamar krash re yom shechiyuvo le'ros ba'zara. So you have to stay over at least one night of Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos has an arichos on this topic, and they conclude that really the din is a din in Havaas HaKarban. And any time a person comes to offer a karban, so there should be a din of Lina. For the Bikurim people, there's a special little nofach here at the end of Tosfos, which is nice. Three lines or four lines at the bottom. Nicha Hashta, Dishmini Atzeres, the Bikurim, the Tunin Lina, Beperek Lula, Vashmiina, Varav, excuse me, the Chol Shara Karbanos, Misrau minechsiu fanisa. L'chagasukos itzrech akesha di'im fanisa have min alayla achas. Vasa akesha ashminon da'asu latzeis kol shiva yimei regel. Shekol regel chashuv boker echad kechaga matzos. Even though, again, the days of Sukkot do have a fundamentally independent nature. V'nichanami in the Kamer Perek Lula Barava t'shivas yimei achag t'unim lina. So that's a very important idea. And it's clearly a contradistinction. Rashi was talking about just, one line of Chol HaMoed, but that you really have to be there the whole time, which is very, even if you brought your Chagigah ready. It applies by extension to all Korbanos as well. Okay, so a couple points that I wanted to cover. Yeah, one of them is a very practical issue, halacha lemaisa, in the Tosfos of Pazar Kashav. So there's a shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, unlike the shita in Rashi and Tosfos, that regel bifnei atzmo is that we call it in the Birkas HaMazon and in the Tefillah, well, we call it something, whether it's hachag shmini atzeres hazeh, shmini chag atzeres hazeh, shmini atzeres hachag hazeh, the Ramaz. Unusual doctrine. Yaakov, yeah, go ahead.
You're still Yotzei B'Dieved if you say Chag HaSukkos, right?
No question.
Sorry.
No question. So they, that's a good point, Yaakov. So they, to that end, they think that Regel B'Fneatz was saying something more profound. So Rabbeinu Tam had a shita that Regel B'Fneatz was the din of Lina. Rabbeinu Chananel had a different idea, which is that it was a regel bifnei atzmo le'inyan avelus. So right, somebody passed away in Chol HaMoed, so there's avelus bitzina, there's a kvura, there's avelus bitzina, and then Shiva begins. If avelus starts before, even for 5 minutes before the regel is mafsik. Yavo asi derabim, V'yidche ase diyachid. But Shloshim continues. So Shmini Atzeres, the thought Rabbeinu Chananel says, Pir Shlini Navelis, Mishudamina Moed Kata, Perik Basra, Kover Meser, Shaviyami, Kodam Rego, Abadlam, and Exera Shloshim, right? Because they'll finish the Shiva, mix the Yom Kikulo, and then the Rego will cut off the Shloshim. V'zim the Delaka Shiva Kodam Rego, Afilu Hachi, Abadlam, and Exera Shloshim, Mishum Shmini Atzeres. Rabbeinu Tama Atzmo seemed to agree with that idea. Yasa b'mayrav shalo, they were all paitanim, right? Kodesh l'lina, because that was his din, a regel b'fnei atzmo. He says, it has a din of lina. Ushloshim yitchem. Kasher avelim yinachem. It's such a good feel for language. So it's docha the shloshim, and it's nichom avelim. Miu yafshar lomar shidach l'gamre. But it can't be that Shmini Atzeres would end shloshim entirely. Then we in Perek Basim would cut and Yom Echad Nechag Vechag Ushmini Shlorei Kan Echad Veesrim Yom. So we're second in Kan Raya Yomin Bracha Dacha Ki Ahad Hasam Bahasam Lahav Matzah Kibim Berikas Melech, etc. etc. So the way that we paskin, based on putting it all together, is that Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days of the Shloshim. So let's say, I don't know, a person, let's say there's a Kavura Erev Yantif. So Shiva would be over, you'd be up to 7 days by Yantif. Then you have another 7 days of the holiday, 14. Then Shmini Atzeres would be 21. Then you'd have Simchas Torah here in the diaspora. So 22, so basically you'd be starting with the 23rd day. You'd have a week of Shloshim left. Makes us a Yom Kikulu at the end also, after Yantif, in such a situation. I wanted to also cover a point that I'm not open to this. Tzedakos and Maisers. Oh, no, even before that, I wanted to do Charamin. I underlined it. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam pasuk to the tzedaka sheposkin litein biyad gabai yesh nabal teacher min the moser legabai ve'in a gabai ve'bal teacher lechalka. Aval masha dem noder biyad atzmo lechshayirtza ena ve'bal teacher. That even though the Gemara says that, you know, Harayalai tzedak, you know, sell the tzedaka is nader neder gadol elokei Yisrael, so that doesn't really meet the bal teacher standard unless you're talking about biyad gabai. So that would be subject to bal teacher. But the gabai himself, in terms of the chiluk, he's got plenty of time. So the yad gabai is actually, right, almost like, you know, b'makom hekdesh. It's a really fascinating idea, in my opinion. That's worth thinking about. Tzedakos umaisros. Vedem rav lekama nitzdaka mechayv l'alter hanimili dekayim yaniim aval lo mechayv l'adurei batzrayu kol zman shel avir shloshim regalim. To another point, that tzedaka you would think that you're mechayv right away, but it's only if aniim are there. The good news or the bad news is that lo yechda l'avim b'kerev haaretz, so it's a pretty good bet. Vedem baruch pshita mishani mavad esei mahol v'inyanu dekarbanos k'siv ad avir shloshim regalim k'karbanos ayin. So it's not really a din, exactly patterned on the korbanos, but the bottom line is if there are aniyim, you've got to get it out there right away. So there's a din of bal teacher if there are aniyim who are present and in need. Okay, there's other interesting points in Tosfos, but I do want to really respect the time. So we'll hold it up there. Tomorrow, if it works for people, I don't think it conflicts with any existent, night Seder obligations. So 8 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll figure out, you know, sort of where we go from there. Okay, guys. Happy Yom HaAtzmaut.